This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We continue our conversation with Aaron Pape from UW Discovery Farms, brought to you today by PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. More details about their events and resources at pdpw.org. And Aaron, we discussed last week how manure can be a valuable resource to help improving soil conditions. And as we head into the summer months across the nation, let's talk about the timing and location of this.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I'm very Wisconsin-centric. That's where I was born and raised. But, you know, depending on where you are in the country, there's a lot of opportunities to try something different to open up those windows that you wouldn't normally have. You know, fall and springtime are our typical manure spreading windows, but oftentimes it's wet and rainy in the spring and fall. And so we just don't get those nice dry conditions that we like to have for manure spreading. So, you know, maybe converting, you know, 10-20% of your corn silage acres to something different that allows you to get manure out during the summertime when you'd have better soil and weather conditions can really go a long ways to opening up some opportunities to get those pits emptied, maybe taking off some of that stress that comes from fall manure hauling. I know a lot of times people around here, at least in Wisconsin, are using custom applicators. And so if the weather conditions are right for you, they're probably right for all your neighbors too. And so then we get into the situation where we're jockeying to try to fit schedules together for custom applicators. And so if you've bought yourself a few weeks of spreading by doing it in the summertime, you're not so stressed out. You're not fighting with other people trying to get that manure out in the fall when everyone else is. So it can really take a lot of the stress and the kind of the scheduling and time crunch that comes from farming. You know, everybody's always in a big hurry in the springtime to get planted and get harvested and manure out in the fall. And so we can kind of reduce those labor and equipment crunches and spread that out over a longer period of time. It could really help kind of de-stress the farming season.
Perhaps this is elementary, Aaron, but can you share with us the differences between spreading manure when during the rainy season and the dry, hot summer months?
Yeah. When it's rainy out, you're causing potential for two problems. One is soil compaction. And compaction is a yield piece. It's not easy to repair. It takes decades. So compaction is the one problem. And the other one then is nutrient loss and water quality problems. You know, when soils are wet and it's raining out, we have an elevated risk of runoff. And so we can get nutrient losses in that surface runoff that are then having an impairment on the water quality. In addition to that, that's just nutrients going down the drain. You know, manure is really a valuable resource. It's got a complete nutrient package, you know, micros and macros, and it's an expense to apply it. And so if we can spread it at times of the year that are going to maximize that nutrient value and get the most bang for your application buck, that's really going to go a long way to improving your farm bottom line. If you look at manure as something to be utilized and valued instead of something that you just need to get rid of, you can really increase the efficiency of your nutrient management. There's actually some really interesting and exciting new application methods out there that help to extend that manure spreading window, especially in the springtime. I know a number of farmers here in northeast Wisconsin that are actually surface applying liquid manure on top of planted corn. So they'll go in, plant the corn, and come back the next day and surface apply 6,000 or 8,000 gallons of manure on top of that. By putting the manure on after they plant, they don't get that field all soaking wet and have to wait for it to dry out before they can go back and plant it. So they've prioritized that corn planting. Make sure that they get their corn seed in the ground early, which is really going to help with yield. Another really cool and exciting manure application technology is actually side dressing with manure. There's been a lot of research coming out of Ohio State, some out of Minnesota, some out of Canada, showing that you can actually drag hose manure onto a field before it's in the V4 stage without damaging the corn. Then there's also even some custom-made application equipment that, like tankers, that you can actually side dress corn up till 2 feet tall. There's some equipment that has a retractable hose so that it picks itself up as you drive across the field so it doesn't squish the corn. Some really interesting new technologies to help get manure out in time with when that crop needs it. Anytime we're putting manure out onto a growing crop, it's much more favorable than putting it on in the fall when it's just going to sit there for 6 or 8 months without anything picking it up.
Well, thank you for the visit today. Aaron Pape is with UW Discovery Farms, and this update brought to you by PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. More details at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.